This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Did you not bring enough quarters to do the show today, or what?
Man, alive, I connected enough to hear, rah!
Well, they told me you weren't even there. I'm like, what? Did they go to cash a dollar bill, get quarters, and put them in and do the show today? I mean,
something with the connection that must not have been right, because it was on, and then it didn't like me, and now it does. So that's
well, how'd you vote yesterday? Maybe you voted wrong.
Maybe that might be it. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon. We are live today at the North Dakota Petroleum Council in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota. It was a beautiful drive out. Fine this morning, bright and early. Election day was a little late, but it wasn't really election day because we're not done counting votes. Can't call it election day, can you? If you don't actually know the
results. It really does change how the whole paradigm, right? Because, I mean, it used to be it was all in one day. And you tabulated it that night. At the end of the night, you knew who won, for sure. Unless it was, like, super, super, super close. We don't really have that here. How many do we know? How many conclusively? I mean, we know how many were put out there, but that doesn't mean they're all coming back.
Yeah, the auditors I've talked to have said, don't call anything a done deal. The people that have watched elections for a long time look at, for instance, the Tom Beadle race versus Dan Johnston and say, that's not going to change. You know, there's a big enough lead there. I mean, it's not, huge difference in the vote, whatever it is, 52-48, but it's enough in the numbers compared to what's out to say, well, they usually break the same way. And, you know, Fargo still was, I don't know, half out of what they expect in ballots or maybe a little bit less than that. But that's going to bode well for Beadle. That's his home, right? So, anyway, I don't think that one will change. On the other hand, neither will the Jeff Delzer race. And Jeff Delzer, the House Appropriations Chairman for a long, long time, is not going to be the House Appropriations Chair any longer. He was defeated. You can call that one a victory for the governor, because the governor said, just basically that he didn't say this, but my reading of it is you try to work with somebody, and when you can't, then you're going to support somebody else. And in this case, he had the luxury of supporting the Republican nominees in Dave Nehring and his running mates. So they'll be there. And then I'm trying to think what else. Al Anderson, I guess. We have a pretty good idea that he will not win that race. He was a well-known name, been Department of Commerce commissioner, been at Soro for years on the Board of Trustees at the University of Mary. And he lost his race to someone that ran as, I guess more conservative and more along the lines of a Rick Becker and some of the others. So anyway, it's just it's why they have elections, folks. It's why they have elections. It is. So I think the sun will come up once they get these finally counted. And we shall move on. I would guess Tom Beadle will be the state treasurer. And, you know, that's a race we follow closely. Because it was the big race that everybody was sort of watching, the statewide race. Normally that far down in the statewide constitutional offices, that isn't a big race. But because you had one candidate supported by Governor Doug Burgum and another candidate supported by Senator Kevin Cramer, who was loyal to his friend Dan Johnston. It was a big part of his campaign as a volunteer years ago. And that's what's admirable about, Kevin. And Kevin also weighed in for you know, the two Daves in the race in the District 8. So, you know, took a stand against someone that is very popular by the folks. So really, Doug Burgum and Senator Cramer used some political capital last night, and you know, won some, and you know, came out on the other side of others. So, you know, it's just, I really, as I tried to say yesterday, I think we tend to believe that everybody pays us close attention to this stuff as we do, and I don't think that's the truth. We being media types and people in political circles, I think other folks just, you know, I will say this about the, you know, the libertarian wing of the Republican Party. They are a passionate bunch. They are a very, you know, boisterous bunch. And, you know, I think they feel the fact that they're small in numbers means they need to punch a little harder. I'm not sure that's going to help. I've never known anybody punching harder. Well, I shouldn't say that. Donald Trump punches pretty hard, doesn't he? He, you know, there's a guy that punches pretty hard. So, but you got to have the juice of Donald Trump to be able to pull that off. You know, saw a New York Times story today about Donald Trump's tweets, and it was asking a bunch of senators, "Hey, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? But what about this tweet? Can you believe that?" Evidently, he had retweeted something that OAN had put out, and some accusations that were not true. And so now it was Donald Trump spreading false rumors and whatever, kind of the same old thing. And I read this article, and I'm seeing all the back and forth, and Kevin's quotes were hilarious. I should I should read them on the air. But, you know, basically, the media is consumed with Donald Trump's tweets, and they want to know what the senators think about every one of them. And the senators are like, we've got a job, too. We don't really, I mean, that isn't really awesome. I think the people that voted for Donald Trump, the people considering whether to reelect Donald Trump, they're the ones that ought to weigh in on the tweets. But you got to remember, the media just stirs a lot of this up. They stir it up. That's their game. They stir up the mix. So, Texter says, we elected a drunk and a meth head for superintendent of schools. Good for our kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure what they're talking about, the meth head thing. There's two people that got the top votes. One is Kirsten Baszler, who obviously the voters said, we like her. You know, she's done this before. Top vote getter. Got top votes after an incident in which she had a DUI arrest.
After what she's gone through, treatment and
right,
et cetera, done everything she's supposed to do and admitted she was wrong to have done what she did.
Right. Thank you, Todd, for that.
He who is without sin may cast the first stone.
I've heard that somewhere. I don't know where, but so
you probably said that more than I have in my life. But
yeah, it doesn't do any good. Usually, the people that you tell that to just get more
mad. They're pretty deaf, right? They're stone deaf. Yeah,
but it's worth a try. It is, after all, the oldest book on the planet, right? And it makes a lot of sense. So spend a little time with it. You'll think differently about everything. But you know, part of that is I'd say if you. This is going to sound wrong, and I don't mean it to sound wrong because I'm not saying anything other than using what this texter has said. Think of Kirsten Baszler as the woman at the well. Think of Kirsten Baszler as the woman at the well. Had she done some things that were wrong? Yep. But the good Lord was getting some water, wasn't he? And he started talking to her, and he said, you know, you're forgiven. And people were mad at Jesus because he forgave her. Well, sorry, it's sort of up to him anyway, so I don't know why they got mad, but that's just the deal. And same thing there. This texture, I hope, means well, and is probably genuinely concerned about schools and who's teaching people and whatnot. But if I go to where you're at, you're right. Somebody that had an alcohol problem, that got a DUI, that went to recovery, and then was cured, and then was gutsy enough to still continue as a candidate, bad example.
Okay, but it's not like she's mixing drinks for students or anything.
Let me finish this, Todd, a second.
All right.
So what I'm getting at is, what part of that was bad in the way of an example to students that might find themselves in the same predicament?
Exactly.
Drinking, probably, you know. More so, she's able to drink because, you know, she's an adult, but, you know, did she use it irresponsibly? And then did she need driving and drinking? Really bad idea. Really bad idea. That's why you can go to jail for it. That's why you can pay a big fine for it. But she owned it, went to treatment, got better and ran. I don't know. I happen to think there's good lessons in saying, I'm not perfect, and I'm not afraid
exactly.
to admit it.
If she ran around saying, I didn't do anything, that'd be different, but she repented pretty much right away, right?
Yeah. And Brant Dick is the second runner-up. I'm not aware of him being a meth head. I think, you know, look, I don't normally read everything that comes in, but I just thought that was, you know, gross enough that I could say, come on. I don't know if you're Charles Tuttle fans or you're throwing bombs or whatever, but if you are in fact perfect, I guess you have the ability to say that others aren't, but there's not many of us in that camp. And a vote is a vote is a vote. I think it's actually a vote of affirmation, despite what is well known about her. So now the race will be between her, Kirsten Baszler, and Brant Dick, who is a superintendent up at Underwood and lives in Bismarck. So we'll see there. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind today, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. I talked to Mike Lindell again last night. He is just not, it was actually yesterday afternoon, I was at lunch. I think I've been telling the story on the air that I had an idea that we should, you know, maybe do something for the folks that are not going to get a ticket for President Trump at Mount Rushmore, because he already had to ask for a ticket, and there's a lottery tomorrow that'll decide who gets them. They had like 100,000 requests. They're going to have 7,500 tickets. That's all. So pretty amazing. Now, it's going to be a great event. I've also been texting back and forth with South Dakota's great governor, Kristi Noem, and she is just excited about this. It's so darn fun. For one, I don't know if you remember, the fireworks didn't happen for a number of years. They shut down the fireworks on July 4th at Mount Rushmore. And Kristi Noem, one of the first times she ran into President Trump, I guess it was before he was president, during the campaign, said, boy, if you could ever bring the fireworks back. He said, if I get elected, the fireworks are coming back. So guess what? The fireworks are back. And it took a while, but that's happening July 3rd, Mount Rushmore. So Mike Lindell's going to be there, and we're planning a little event in Rapid City because, you know, the event for the president is just... You can't believe the security and the social distancing. They're putting people in cars so you can come four per person per car, and you got to be in cars. So that'll be one event, and then we'll do the other event. Places yet to be determined, but it's going to be close. And Mike had told me the day before that he didn't even know if he had a ticket yet. He said, I'm in for the lottery. I should get the lottery. I'm like, you're Mike Lindell. Call the president. Call one of his sons. You'll have a ticket. So this is all for the Twin Cities.
So you give the family a bunch of my pillows and go on.
Yeah, you'll be in. I mean, bribe them with a my pillow or two. And so this was. I was in Minneapolis Monday. I talked to him Monday, and so yesterday he calls me back. We're at lunch, and the phone rings. And it's Mike Lindell, and he says, Sam, I'm just about to go into the Oval Office here, and I wanted to let you know I will be there. I'm going to talk to the president. Like, okay, yesterday you didn't know if you had a ticket. Now you're going to the Oval Office. See why I told you not to worry about this? So he was hanging out with him yesterday.
Nice.
You know, what I love about Mike Lindell and his book should be must reading for everybody because it is a phenomenal book about his true life story. He was a crack addict. Okay. This is why I bristle a little bit at people that say George Floyd was, he had fentanyl in his system, so why, you know, it, and look, that's a fact. I've reported that as well, but it doesn't dehumanize him. It doesn't mean he isn't a creation of God. No different than Mike Lindell, who was a crack addict, but he was God's crack addict, and now he's the CEO of MyPillow. Wrap your arms around that. Just do that. Just think about that. His book is called From Crack Addict to CEO. What are the odds? When you buy it, you get a $25 gift card. Get it and then bring it down, and I'll make sure it gets signed when we're in Rapid City and Black Hills. And where else are we going? Mount Rushmore for the fireworks. And you call right now or get online, mypillow.com. $79.99 is the normal price for Face Master. Now $59.99 for a 20-pack. Towels are 50% off. The My Giza Dream Sheets, you get it. You'll see it all under the Radio Listener Specials. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay? Or call them at 800-506-9028. My Pillow, Mike Lindell. Let's see here. Two other election things I had on my list here, and I'm going to go to your calls. One is, did you see what happened in Grand Forks? You got a decades-long mayor, Mike Brown, Dr. Mike Brown, a nice man, but I think had been there too long. That's why I said I hope folks vote for Brandon Bocheski. A former UND hockey star is the mayor of Grand Forks. He's going to bring some energy to that job. You won't even believe it. And then I forgot to look at how Watford City fared because we were talking about how important that race is. And the winners there were Thomas McCabe. He is a incumbent. Joel Brown, who is a local and definitely, I mean, he will be a fabulous addition there. Craig Heifetz and Clint Wold. H. Wayne Olson and Jeremy Olson ended up down in the next spot. So those are the ones, though, that all will go. You voted for three, and then they forward to the November election. But so that bodes well for oil production in North Dakota. No doubt about that. That's good to see. Okay, who wants to talk? Who wants to talk? Mark in Fargo wants to talk about the current topic. The election, Mark? What's on your mind?
How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Listen, the tunnel race, you know about Common Core North Dakota standards, which are the same thing. You know about that, right?
I do indeed, yep. And the Tuttle race you mentioned is Charles Tuttle. He was the third of the three candidates in the vote total.
Right,
Didn't do too
but
well.
He was against Common Core North Dakota standards. Now, the problem is Charles never came to the east end of the state. And politics is the art of the possible, and it's perception. If you don't come to this end of the state, how can you get the votes? It doesn't matter how much or how little you spend. Trump is proof of that. He never came here and shook the hands and knocked on the doors and waved and kissed the babies and all that. And politics is the art of the possible. You got to get over here if you're going to get the votes. This
well,
is where the votes are.
You're a very insightful man, Mark, because there's no doubt about it. No candidate in North Dakota can ignore Fargo and win. Now, Kevin Cramer, did he barely lose in Cass County? Or was it Grand Forks? I can't forget. I think Heidi Heitkamp, one of those two. So he didn't necessarily need it in the total, but obviously it wasn't like a 90-10. But my point is you're right. They have to be there. I don't know that would have meant any difference for Charles Tuttle in this race.
Charles doesn't have the money, the big money behind him, the deep pockets to.
Right.
He has to go make a living. He has to earn money on his own.
Yeah, well, Tom Beadle
that
did,
takes
too.
Up a lot of his time.
Tam Johnson had to earn time. Tom Beadle had to. That's everybody. I mean, welcome to what school board members do. Welcome to what city council people do. Charles Tuttle is a nice man. He's got a good heart. I love his passion for Donald Trump. Charles Tuttle should give up being a statewide candidate. And going back to just being Charles Tuttle, not putting on a tie, not faking it, you can't be a one-issue pony either. You know? You can't be a one-issue pony.
He looked good in it, though, didn't he?
He did, but that's for his coffin later someday. You know, he doesn't need to wear a dang tie. Come on. Anyway, Mark, appreciate your comments and your passion for Charles. Mike on the road wants to talk about the media. I hope not us, Mark. Mike, other media or us?
Well, I'd like to talk about the way you conduct yourself. If somebody disagrees with you, you cut them off, you talk over them, you go to commercial, or you hang up. And then you brag about being fair. If they call in and agree with you, they can talk as long as they want. Now, I'll show you how to test this. Let's talk about Trump and his tweets. Here a man, a 75-year-old man, gets pushed down by the police. And Donald Trump tries to make a conspiracy theory out of this. And, of course, you spin it in favor of Trump and say, oh, he's just repeating what he said. So Trump repeats lies, and you don't care. You still support him. The thing is, you're a shameless liar yourself with this sort of stuff. You want to talk about fairness? Let's talk about fairness and the way you constantly twist and spin everything to support the worst president we've ever had. Will you admit to it?
Mike, it was nice talking to you. Appreciate the time. Glad you got your say. More coming up after this. Did I cut him off? Did I interrupt him?
It's a break. He'd be cutting everybody off.
Right, true. Well,
even yourself.
More.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator South Carolina's Tim Scott is reportedly working up a proposal that would address racial discrimination and police brutality across America. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirming that Scott is working on such a proposal. Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly drawing up its own proposal following the nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd in police custody. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says this doesn't mean that they'll be defunding police departments, as some have been calling for.
Defunding the police, to me, is not the answer, but reforming the police practices certainly makes sense.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo expected to sign police reform bills, including one that releases police disciplinary records. That bill had been debated for 5 years until it was passed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Because we got to tell you about a great set of wheels. Pucklish, North Dakota's home for Chevy. We're going to tell you about the location in Valley City today. Pucklish Chevy Buick GMC. High-end pickup at a price you'll love. Listen up, fellas. Had to skip a year or two of buying a high-end pickup. That's what I'm talking about. You're going to love this. It's priced to move today at the Valley City store. So maybe you're driving around in a 2014 and you want just a little better ride. This is a 2016 Sierra with the SLT package, all the upgrades, heated, cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel. You had to say that. A spray-on bed liner, 20-inch chrome wheels, sharp black color with only 77,000 miles. That's how many times the wheels have gone around. Other than that, it doesn't tell you much because there's brand new tires on it. It's on the lot right now at $30,995, but today only, if you tell him you heard about it from Scott, you drive it home for $29,000. $2,000 off the already low price. Crystal, this means we have to get off I-94 in Valley City at 292, exit 292 for a little PetroServe USA stop for lunch. You got your coffee there. I filled up with it earlier with the little E88, and we'll wind our way down, and we'll go see the folks at Pucklish, because if it's not gone by then I'm going to buy it. I think so. Don't tell my wife. $29,000, 2016 GMC Sierra, which is a great-looking truck, SLT package loaded up and only 77,000 miles on it. I hope it doesn't go. 800-401-4352. Get it before I do. Online at PucklishValleyCity.com. You drive, we'll ride with you. Pucklich. Something about a pickup. I love my Explorer. Brent Sanford sold it to me up at S&S Motors. I actually love it. It's got 215,000 miles on it. It's like a 2011.
It's barely broken in.
2011? I know, but you know me. I go everywhere. But it's well-serviced, you know?
Well, you haven't gone everywhere lately.
True, I haven't, yeah, but still got 215, probably because I don't have too many miles in my car, but anyway, so that's a great deal. All right, coming up on the program, we may hear from Governor Doug Burgum at some point today. They're working on trying to find a slot where we can chat with the Gov a little bit about what happened last night. Otherwise, we'll see him at the briefing later today. We will be there for that. We also are going to talk to famous person by the name of Chris Larson. Chris Larson is the chair of the Reuniting Residents and Families Roundtable and the task force. A lot of work has gone on there. Chris Larson will join us to talk about it. We had Chris on for a little while yesterday, didn't get a chance to get to all of it. Judy Lee, North Dakota State Senator, will also join us. And we're going to talk about residents and families being reunited. That's what it's all about. It's not happening, and there's roadblocks like testing and other things and complicated issue, but it'll come up, I'm sure, at the briefing later today, and certainly we'll talk about it with those two. And also Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us if he's back from the Industrial Commission meeting. Big events up there with Legacy Wells today, and so we look forward to that. Next, though, as I promised yesterday, I want to introduce you to someone I met at the rally, the protest, the celebration, whatever that was, in Fargo on Friday, and someone that was from Mississippi. And I just asked him to stand in front of me, so I said, would you mind doing an interview? Sure. Where are you from? Mississippi? Are you serious? Yes. Okay. Why'd you come up here? Well, I had friends at Bismarck. I came over here, and kind of a cool story, but what was better was the conversation that followed, if you've seen it, and I have it on my Facebook page now as well. But it's a pleasure to welcome to the program Kevin from Mississippi.
It is I, Kevin from Mississippi, and it is absolutely a pleasure to get to sit next to the great Scott Hammond, and I'm super excited to get to talk with you guys today.
Well, that's nice of you to say, but I tell you, I consider a guy that, you know, at 24 years old, pulls up some roots from Mississippi, mm-hmm. Gets a little adventurous, comes to see some friends in North Dakota, yep. And then says, I might just go to this event. Were you going to a protest? Were you going to a rally? Were you going to a celebration? What were you planning on doing there?
You know what's interesting, being a 24-year-old, I actually found the event on Facebook. And I actually didn't know what I was walking into. I was hoping I wasn't walking into something crazy, but I just wanted to get to see what was happening and what was being caused by everything that was going on. And it was actually exciting to actually get to go to an event that was actually one where people were being heard and people were being seen. And you got to see this opportunity of unity where people were actually coming together. And I was like, man, this feels like heaven almost.
Yeah, so you're pleased with what you heard and the conversation's good. What did you think of what you heard from the stage? Most of it was for folks that were not there. Members of the Black Lives Matter group locally, they're locals, and also some of their supporters. And then at the end, mm-hmm. you had the mayors come up who helped facilitate the meeting, and it was kind of neat, actually. Then a little music and some other things, but yeah. People were all throughout the park, and it wasn't like, you know, anybody's yelling or chanting. People had signs. People did the black fist thing, which I don't understand, but, you know,
right.
You're laughing. Am I not supposed to understand or what? I don't know why they do it. I don't know what it means, but I saw it. You know, I get it. So, you know, you heard, you listened, and what was your takeaway?
My takeaway, I'm definitely proud of what I saw. I think there's something that's so important, especially as human beings, that I love when I get to see many cultures. Not necessarily, I know in our country we have this understanding that we are the melting pot. And I've always said, not necessarily let's not be the melting pot, but let's be the salad bowl. Because I think the thing about a salad bowl is that even though everything is mixed together, you still have to honor the characteristics of each item in the salad bowl. And I think at that event, that's what it was. It was a time where Native Americans got to celebrate their culture and black people got to celebrate their culture and white people also being a part of this, celebrating their culture and honoring each other, understanding that, yes, I am a black man. Yes, you are a white man, but it is not our differences that bring us together. It's the unity, understanding of unity and under a creator that actually made us different on purpose so that we could see what he wants to have for us later on in the future.
So when you talk about our creator and knowing what his purpose is, do you think this incredible divide right now, this ugliness that we have in our country, you know, sparked again by George Floyd, has meant that that's a case of people themselves not understanding what God wants for them, and they don't want them throwing bricks at the building, nor do they want them screaming because they don't like somebody because they're a different color skin? What is it?
Yes, I would say, for us to understand what God wants for us, we have to first get that in ourselves. It's not necessarily a society problem, it's a heart problem. Mm-hmm. And it's not a skin problem, it's a sin problem. And what we have to realize is until we understand who he is, we won't understand who we are. And this divide will continue to happen.
I've watched since this happened And I have to admit, when I saw what happened, you know, you don't know if you're seeing a snippet. I didn't listen to the whole, I didn't realize, you know, this went on for 8 minutes. But anybody that watches that recognizes this cop is gross. I mean, it's awful. He's a criminal and he's where he belongs, right? I mean, you can just see it with your own eyes. Sometimes that isn't necessarily obvious to the naked eye because you don't know what happened before, what after, what kind of pressure they're under to restrain somebody, you know, were they, whatever. But we can clearly say that should not have happened.
Correct.
But also, George Floyd now got a funeral like there's no tomorrow. He'd never received a funeral like that. I mean, the vice president of the United States is there, or the former vice president, and Al Sharpton, and there's, you know, a million different limos, and everything else is on TV, and there's one in Houston, there's one in Minneapolis, and he's now lionized. He's this hero.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, I don't know if he's a hero. I don't know enough about what he did to say he's a hero. I guess he could be used as a hero now. But is there anything about that that makes you say, you know, why do we do that? Why do we prop him up as, okay, even though he was a victim, and it's sad, as somehow he needs status way above what happens every day in America, sadly.
Right. It's one thing that I notice every day, and understanding that over years and years of years of, you know, the black community feeling that they are marginalized and oppressed. Whenever something like this happens, we raise this individual to such a high standard. And I think, and one thing that I understand about myself, and it's not to necessarily say that it's wrong, but it's not true to what I believe. And I understand that I'd never want to raise someone to such a caliber so far beyond that I don't acknowledge the absolute truth. And that's the fact that, you know, we already have a savior. We already have a hero. We already have someone that we're supposed to look to when these things happen. I know for a fact that if it had been myself, or if it had been somebody I knew, or even George Floyd himself, he probably not wanted what has going on right now to happen after he died. It's something that he probably would have wanted to see while he was still alive. And that's exactly why he was doing what he was doing. He was the kind of man that didn't necessarily look to his skin, but he looked to people's hearts. You know, he was a true man of God. And one of the things that a lot of us aren't talking about is the fact that George Floyd committed his life. Yes, he wasn't perfect, but the one who has not sinned cast the first stone. He was not a perfect man, but he was a man that understood the gospel, and he was a man who was willing to do the most radical things. Like, for example, there is an artist who spoke out about him and said that he and George Floyd together would take pools, like inflatable pools, into different neighborhoods and baptize young people, baptize mothers, baptize fathers. But for some reason,
that part's
we are out. No, yeah. We're not talking about this, because we have to understand that there's an agenda, not just alone in the physical world, but there's an agenda in the spiritual world as well, that wants to keep things like me being on this show talking to you from happening, and for us saying that I know we have a lot of differences. I know that we don't agree on a lot of things, but the one thing that we can agree on is that there was one who was perfect, and there was one who lived, died, and gave his life so that we could have what we have today.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing to hear you. Honestly, it is. It just is refreshing to hear it, honestly. And I want to ask you in the minute we have before the break here, and we'll continue after, to take some calls from folks that want to chat with you. But you're 24.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously have a great command of faith.
Correct.
Did that come from your family, your upbringing? How do you? It blows me away when somebody at 24 can talk like you do about, come on. I mean, being able to see both sides and see what our purpose is. How did you get there?
So my family, I did grow up in the faith. My family was very involved with faith. My grandfather pastor, father pastor, mother worship leader. And it was an incredible few years of my young life. But what happened was I lost my mother at a young age. And that was a tipping point for me. And I struggled a lot for like 12 years. And then I finally got to college. And that's when I just hit rock bottom. And during a moment in my life, and I've always said one moment in the presence of God can change your life forever.
One moment in the presence of God can change your life forever. Stop right there. We're going to pick that up when we come back with our guest, Kevin from Mississippi.
Yep.
I'm Scott from North Dakota. He's Kevin from Mississippi. Why are you laughing, Crystal? What was that? That was just a little too strange for you? I think that's kind of nice. We're just two guys. It's simple. It's, you know, much easier that way. If you have a question or comment, having said the number yet today and the phones are blazing, 800-228-0550 or text Todd.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had
that must be a Mississippi thing.
It is.
I like pork a lot. But not a grind. I have bought them before at convenience stores, but they usually have a date that's about 4 years ago because who's going to buy a grind in North Dakota?
Right.
Right? We'd buy a hot dog. We're going to buy, we're talking culture again now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We are. We're back on culture. Kevin from Mississippi here with us. He was at the protest. on, I called it a protest, they called it a celebration. I don't know what it is, but we're talking about it and having a fascinating conversation, trying to get perspectives on how we view each other. So we're going to talk a little bit about nursing homes and getting families and residents reunited, and also Ron Ness from the Petroleum Council coming up. But I first have to tell you what's for lunch. At PetroServe USA, great grab-and-go convenience and the home cooking, too. If you, like us, on Valley, in Valley City, Swedish meatballs or lasagna, the special today. Mm. If you were stopping there, as we said we did earlier, exit 292, I heard that. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. You like that? Sweet and sour chicken on 12th Avenue North Fargo.
All right.
That's okay. How about country fried steak? West Main Avenue, West Fargo.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Isn't that right? Okay. And then what I missed, taco skillet? I guess the taco skillet at 12th Avenue North. So, I mean, all the pulled pork and French dip. I'm looking at Thursday. Sorry. Swedish meatballs and lasagna at Valley City today. Sweet and sour chicken at 12th Avenue North. And tater tot hot dish at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You have to wait for the country fried steak till tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Here's what you need. You don't really need to know the specials. Just go in and they're going to be great. At PetroServe USA, all of them served with two sides and a bun. PetroServeUSA.com. At all the PetroServe USA locations right here in Bismarck, Mandan, all the way to Bemidji, Wahpeton, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Ada, every location. Valley Dairy Stores, you're going to love them. PetroServe USA. So, Kevin, you were saying before the break something kind of important. You were telling us how you were set on this journey. So you said 20 years old, in college, mm-hmm. not a good boy.
Not at all.
Not a good boy.
Not at all.
And there's plenty of people in the audience that know exactly what you mean, right?
Right.
I mean, just it's easy to make poor choices away from home, and you mm-hmm. do. So what shook you out of that?
It was him himself. It was God himself, and it was – and understanding later on when I found out that I knew he wanted to use me for something great. And I think it's necessary to say that it was needed that I had to make those mistakes. It was needed that I had to go through the things that I went through, so that when I got to a place where I was advocating for others, that I couldn't judge them. I couldn't say, you know, you did this wrong or you're not doing this right, because I've been there. And so I know that most of the time we make wrong decisions. It's not out of just a desire. I mean, most of the time it's not just out of desire. I want to do wrong. Nobody wakes up and says, hey, I want to do wrong today. I want to mess up today. No, but it's more of a, hey, I just missed the mark. I just got it wrong, and I want somebody who's willing to give me a little bit of grace, because I'm already beating myself up enough. And I think that's a part, an important part of humanity, that we have to come back to, where we have compassion for one another to say, hey, it's okay, you missed the mark, but let's get back up and let's keep moving forward.
So how are you in North Dakota?
I'm in North Dakota. It was an incredible, understanding that I wanted to do something different with my life. And I've been in Mississippi. I've been in the South my whole life. And I remember one day I was getting ready to go into work, and I was sitting there and I was like, God, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life next. And I had a friend who was living here, and they had been telling me about North Dakota. I said, you know, I'm not moving there. And they said, why wouldn't you move to North Dakota? And I said, number one, it's too cold. And I said, number two, I don't think there are any black people there.
Ah! Well, you're right on one.
I'm just right on one. Yeah. I'm right on one.
Exactly.
I'm right on one.
Yeah.
Because I got here and I was so surprised. But I remember sitting there and God said, you should move to North Dakota. And I fought so hard. There's not too many things I'll fight God about, but I fought about that one, because I've never been this far away from my family. You know, being in Southern culture, family has always been one of those big things. And being here, I've gotten to share so many different experiences with them that are just marveling, you know, to be a part of a city like this, and Bismarck and Fargo and different areas of North Dakota. I mean, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. You were talking about how amazing the weather is today. I said, man, I can't wait to just stand outside and get to enjoy the masterpiece from the master. And it's just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, there are some great places to see.
Yes, there are.
And there'll be plenty of time for that. We're going to continue this conversation, obviously, for some time. But, mm-hmm. you know, what do you hope to accomplish here? What are you waiting to sort of just put some pieces together? What would you want to do? You want to, you know, build your own Black Lives Matter, or, you know, a different organization, or What do you want to do?
So I know that I do want to build my own organization, but not necessarily for a specific demographic, but I want to be able to build my own organization for the young people, the next generation, because I think that's the thing. Those are the group. That's the group that we have to value more than anyone else, is the next generation, because we did a lot of things wrong. Like, and my parents did a lot of things wrong, but they did what they could and they did what they knew. But it's important for us to instill the things that we've learned and also what they can do with who they are now and what they can do in the future.
Well, I tell you what, things will change if you get your way.
Yeah.
Because what you talk about makes so much sense,
mm-hmm.
and I hope it's well received, to the point where people just step back a minute and say, should I look inward, and should I see that person as not just as somebody I don't like, but as someone who's made in the image and likeness of God? I say it all
right.
the time.
Yep.
Just, you know, I don't see anybody as black. I don't see you as black. I don't see Crystal as Hispanic, who's on our staff. I see two beautiful creatures of God
mm-hmm.
who have a purpose and a mission. I had to go out there and do it. And if we all do that, we'll be a lot better off. Thanks, Kevin, from Mississippi. To be continued. More after this.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. HATandSons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.